for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com and lhbconline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Friday evening, November 27th, 1987. Thanksgiving weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Jack Harris of Beckville, Texas, is the speaker of the evening.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
All right, now the priest before him had been justified by their ceremonies,
through their ceremonial worship. If they kept the lamps trimmed and kept the oil in them and kept the bread on the showbread table and kept water in the laver out there and wood for the brazen altar and a sacrifice tied to the horn of it out there, then they were justified. They were justified by and through the ceremonies, natural ceremonies that had a spiritual meaning, of course, but he says that this priest was justified in the spirit. He never lit any candles. He was the candle. Hallelujah. He never filled the candlestick because he was the candlestick. And he didn't fill it because he was the oil that went in the candlestick. He was a fire that burned from the wick. Hallelujah. He was a table that the showbread was on. And the showbread, he was the showbread that was on the table. He was all of it. And so he was justified in the spirit. We moved it now from a natural realm to a spiritual realm. God is getting ready to restore the king priest ministry. Hallelujah. You know, there was a king priest ministry that met with Abraham, and Abraham paid tithe to Melchizedek, who was king of Salem, and he was a priest of God. And beyond that, God separated the king priest ministry, and he had a king and a priest. It was just too much clout to invest in one man unless you're sure of that man. Hallelujah. Amen. Just too much. King, priest. And so from the time of Melchizedek, God separated the ministries. Hallelujah. Amen. And he reestablished it again in Jesus. He became the king priest ministry. And then it was still too much clout to invest into one man unless you know who that one man is. So Jesus, when he ascended up on high, he gave back that ministry in five ministries. Oh, but I think I'm getting ahead of myself here. I always preach them backwards anyhow. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, so let me show you here what else he did. He was seen of angels. Hallelujah. All for eternities. For eternities the angels had heard a voice that came from the center of the heavenlies. And all they ever seen was a great light, a Shekinah glory, glorious light. And from out of that light would come a voice. Hallelujah. Like the day that Daniel went into that 3 weeks of prayer and intercession. And the angel of the Lord began to descend, for a voice came out of that Shekinah glory and ball of fire and said to the angel of the Lord, go and answer Daniel's prayer. But he was met by one prince of Persia and was detained until Michael come to help him. And then he finally got to Daniel on the 21st day and said, I've been 20 days getting to you. Hallelujah. I heard you the first time I began my descent. Hallelujah. the angels, and so Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 14, know that angels are ministering spirits to them who are the heirs of God. Hallelujah. All right. Then the angels, he was seen of angels. The angels seen Jesus, the Word made flesh. And dwelling among men, and as he commanded the demon spirits to come out of those that were possessed, and he commanded the lame to walk, and the blind to see, the angels recognized that voice and said, that is a voice that we've heard all the time, coming from the Shekinah ball of fire in the heavens. Hallelujah. Now he has a body. I want you to know that in him dwelled all the Godhead bodily. In Jesus dwelt all the Godhead bodily. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. He had the authority of all the Godhead. He was a bodily expression of all the triune Godhead. Yes. If you please.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Somebody said, well, where was God? I'll tell you where he was. God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. That does not mean that he was reconciling real estate. He was gathering you and me and all that would come, all that would accept his provision. God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. Hallelujah. Amen. He was the fullness of the Godhead bodily. He was the express image of the invisible God. He was the Word made flesh. And John said, we're not telling you fables or philosophy. We're telling you what he that we touched, we handled. The Word of life. We're telling you what he told us. Hallelujah. The Word was made flesh and dwelled among men. We beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Jesus said all that the law spoke of, all that the prophets prophesied, all that is written in the book of Psalms must be fulfilled in me. I'll come back and dot every I and cross every T. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will abide forever. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I knew I was going to get excited about this. Hallelujah. Amen. God in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. Hallelujah. God had through the ages tried to get man's attention, but man was dull of hearing. How can one hear except he has a preacher? What the Bible says, eh? Well, unless there be a preacher. How can one preach except he be called or sent? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. How can one hear? They could not hear. They could not understand. Yeah, you remember that eunuch that was setting up in the chariot, Queen of Candace, reading from the scroll? Who has believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? He shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of the dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, that when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we beheld, and we esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we were healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray, turned every one to his own way. And the Lord laid upon him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted. But he opened not his mouth. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shears is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken to prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? He was cut off out of the land of the living, and for the transgression of my people was he stricken. He made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because in him was no violence, neither was deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When he hath made his soul an offering for sin, he shall see of his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many. I will divide unto him a portion with the great. He shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death. He was numbered with the transgressors. He bare the sins of many and made intercession with the for the transgressors. And the eunuch said, I'm confused. Is he talking about himself, or is there another involved here? You know, that's what the eunuch said to Philip. Philip was just leaving that great citywide revival that he had over there in Samaria. And the Lord said, attach yourself to that chariot. And he climbed up on the seat with that eunuch and began at the same place and preached to him, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then the hearts burn within us. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, that eunuch's heart burned within him. And when Philip had expounded it to him, he said, well, what is there to prevent me from being baptized? Philip said, if you believe. Hallelujah. If you believe. He believed. He believed, but he had never understood it. Now he understood it. Ah, yes, because Philip had crawled right up. Oh, yes, the Word became flesh and dwelled among men. Let me see here. So that he was seen by the angels. He was preached unto the Gentiles. Remember, Peter goes over in the 10th chapter of Acts. And the gospel now is spread to the Gentiles. Hallelujah. And they begin to speak in tongues. In the 34th verse, Peter perceives of a truth that God's not a respecter of persons. It's no longer just to one nation. Hallelujah. That what God is looking for is an obedient heart. Hallelujah. No? Well, all right, he's received up into, believed on in the world, and that's right. When he came into the world, he was believed on. Everybody didn't believe. As a matter of fact, it was a pretty small minority, but it was in the world. And then he was received up into glory. And Paul said, this is a great mystery. Now, let's see if it is. All right, in John, St. John chapter 10 and verse 17, we might read verse 16, just to get a little bit of a setting. 17 is the verse I want. Hallelujah. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down. I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Now, I want to say something that may shock some of you, and it may not shock the rest of you. But Jesus is not talking about his death on Calvary here. Hallelujah. When he speaks of laying down his life, although it includes his death on Calvary, it is not Calvary that he is talking about. But I'll tell you what he is talking about. Because he is now in the triune Godhead in the heavenlies. Hallelujah. The time had come that a child must be born of a virgin to fulfill the scriptures and the plan of God. And the time it was imminent that one must now fulfill this scripture, and the Son of God, the one of the three of the triune Godhead, volunteered to take on the form of a servant. Now, what he volunteered to do, you see, was Jesus had and has and always has had eternal life.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And eternal life, somebody says eternal life, there's no ending. There's something else more interesting than that. There's no beginning either. Hallelujah. Amen. You can't find where it starts or where it ends. Hallelujah. It is just eternal. How can you say more? Jesus had eternal life, but he said, all right, I will. Well, you know, hallelujah, you know the grace of God, brethren. The Apostle Paul said how that though he were rich, yet he became poor, that we through his poverty might become rich. Hallelujah. That's what he did for us. He was rich, but he was willing to take on poverty, that we through his poverty might become rich. All right, so Jesus says what he would do was that he would inject into his eternal life, he would inject He was 30 years old when he began in the ministry, and it's kind of controversial. Historians, Bible scholars do not agree on the length of his ministry. Most favorably is 3.5 years. I follow the 3.5 years. I favor that. I don't know that it's correct. It doesn't really matter, because I'm not trying to be too precise right here. But if it was 33.5 years, which is generally accepted by the Bible scholar, Jesus said, I will inject 33.5 years of time into my eternal life. Oh, now see, eternity knows nothing of time. So what he did was, he injected 33.5 years into the time realm. No time in eternity, but he's going to enter the time realm. And in the time, there's no death in eternity, but in the time realm, there's death. Now the life that he spoke of laying down was his eternal life that he had in the heavens. And he said, I'll just strip myself as I pulled off this coat of this eternal life. I'll lay it down here, and I will go and identify with John, Peter, James, and all the others. And when I have made the perfect, have become the perfect sacrifice, and have fulfilled all the projections, Calvary will loom before my presence, and they will put me to death. That is, in the death realm, they'll put me to death. And then the Father, you see, Jesus said, I lay down my life, I have the power to take it up. But in all places where the Bible said that Jesus was raised from the dead, nowhere is Jesus accredited with raising himself from the dead. Hallelujah. But the Bible said that God raised up Jesus from the dead. Amen. Now what he did was, I'll tell you what he did. Now, again, Lord, open the spirit of revelation to us. What he did was, he entered the realm of death. This is a death realm. The moment that we're born, we began to die. I began to die 60 years ago. I never come so close as I did last winter, though. But I've been in the death realm. And Jesus entered the death realm. You see, the amazing thing now, don't let this blow you away, but I'm going to have to give it to you anyhow. You see, the secret is that what we're calling death is life. And what we're calling life is death. We got it all backwards. But we always do. You remember that Memorial Day when Paul met him on the road to Damascus? Found out that his right was wrong. His zeal was rebellion. Hallelujah. And that he'd been living in a world that was upside down. And now Jesus turned it right side up for him. Hallelujah. What we've been calling death is life. Hallelujah. I've got to get out. Oh, wretched man that I am. Who shall deliver me from this body of death? I got to get out of this body of death to find life. Hallelujah. You see, so Jesus, then he entered into the death realm. You heard the old expression, put one bad apple in a barrel of apples and they'll all go bad. I got a better one for you than that. Just get the whole barrel of good apples and don't put a bad one in there and see what happens to them. You know what will happen to them? They'll all go bad. You know why? Because death's working in them. And death is working in us. Death is working in us. Hallelujah. Amen. And the whole creation is groaning and travailing in pain together until now. Not only they, but we ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, do groan within ourselves. We're awaiting to wit the adoption and the redemption of our bodies. Hallelujah. We're groaning to be loosed from this body of death. Hallelujah. All right, so Jesus, all right, nowhere is Jesus accredited with raising himself from the dead. God, but the Bible does say God raised up Jesus from the dead. Hallelujah. So then Jesus was not talking about that resurrection, he was talking about what he would do when he ascended back up on high. After he had done all of this other, after he had met all the requirements and had fulfilled every projection that was made over him, the Word became flesh. I tell a little story that the Lord quickened to me years ago of what this scripture means to me when the Word became flesh. It was made very real to me as I remembered back years ago when I started school over at Backville, Texas, where I live now. And back then they just taught you, you know, lessons, studied. You didn't, that's what you went for. That's they taught you. And because most of the guys would drop out of school time is, about the time they get to high school. And so they had to, you know, take advantage of all the teaching. So first year we learned learned ABCs and how to count to, you know, 100 or whatever. And we learned to write our name, print it, and a few things like that. Not a great deal. The next year we came back in the second grade and they give us arithmetic books and, a health book. Had about 3 books. And so that year we learned to how to write our name, not print it, you know, write it. And we learned how to add. We'd already learned how to count, so we learned how to add. 2 and 2 is 4. And we learned how to subtract. 2 from 4 is 2. And we had about 60 to the class back then. You know, now I think in Texas they only allow them about 12, 15. We had about 60 to the class, and I was kind of one of the more forward ones, I guess, or I was going to say smart, but I don't better. But forward. All right. And so the teacher let me help some of the slow ones in arithmetic. This is where I excelled. So we got through that year with all A's, A's. We made a solid A always. And came back for the third grade, and they give us about 5 books. Boy, I had a whole stack of books. And so I went and found the room, got in there and opened it. I went to the arithmetic book, you know, was going to, you know, take up my teaching job again. And the first problem in that thing was division. And it was 6 divided by 2. Well, I ain't heard there be no division. But I mean, you know, I know about adding. And I know about subtracting, but I ain't heard about no. I ain't heard to be no division. But that ain't nothing to worry about, because it's got 5 pages right in the front that tells you how to do it. So I just read the 5 pages. And now I really don't know nothing about division. So I read them again. And the more I read them, the more confused I got. And finally, the teacher seen that I was in trouble. And she came to me and she said, "What's the matter, Sonny?" And I said, "I don't understand this." She said, "It's very simple, son." I said, "It's division. The problem is 6 divided by 2. I said, "Well, I don't understand that." She said, "Scoot over, son." And I scooted over on the seat and she sat down beside me right here. And throwed the book up there, dispensed with all of the formalities and the preface and the explanation of how. And just went directly to the problem. She had one arm laying across my shoulder and the other on her book. And she said, "Jack, what do y'all do out? Y'all farm out at your place?" I said, "Yes, ma'am." Said, "Do y'all use mules?" I said, "Yes, ma'am." You know, back then you used mules more and wasn't much tracker. And she said, "Well, Jack, if I had..." She said, "How many mules does take make a team?" And I said, 2. She said, "Well, Jack, if I had 6 mules in your lot, how many teams would I have?" And I said, 3. Hallelujah. Amen. The Word became flesh. Hallelujah. When they moved that problem into the flesh, I got it. This I could understand. That other I couldn't understand. That other was confusing. But this I understood. I mean, the problem became flesh and was presented to me as being a flesh being in a way that I could understand it. And I say, she said, how many teams would you have? I said, three. She said, how many times will two go into six? And I said, three. That was the last trouble I ever had with division. Hallelujah. Amen. The Word was made flesh. Now you see that? You see what Jesus did? He came, and all of these projections were kind of groggy and foggy and dim. And even the teachers couldn't quite understand him. He just said, scoot over, son. Hallelujah. Amen. Ah, these are they that speak of me. Now, sometimes even now, in the wee hours of the night, if I get something on my mind, I have to do the research on it. And sometimes I can't sleep till I do. And sometimes way in the morning, and I can't quite get settled here. It seems that after all the trucks quit running out there on the highway and everything's just as quiet as it can be, I seem to hear a voice say, move over, son. Hallelujah. Amen. And I just scoot over a little bit. Hallelujah. And then I seem to hear a voice say, this is the way it is. Hallelujah. The Word has become flesh and dwelled among men. He come to show us how to be sons of God, if you please. And in Him, I said, was the fullness of the Godhead bodily. All right, now He said, I lay down my life. I have the power to take it up. So He came. He fulfilled all that was written of Him. Not all that was written. He fulfilled that part of His ministry. And then they put Him to death. And God raised Him up from the dead. And in due process of time, He ascended back to the heavens, took up the life that He had laid down, and now He has eternal life. And before that, He had eternal life. He simply injected a space of time for 30-odd years into eternity and was willing to be numbered with the transgressors. He bare the sins of many and made possible for us a ministry that is still. Oh, you see, a lot of it's still not. A lot of the projections was on His body. Was extended beyond Him to us. You see, hallelujah, amen. The wilderness and solitary places shall be glad for them. The desert shall rejoice and blossom as a rose. It shall blossom abundantly, rejoice with singing, and the glory of Lebanon shall be given to them, and the excellency of Carmel and of Sharon, and they shall see the glory of the Lord, and the excellency of our God. Strengthen ye the weak hands, confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, our God will come with vengeance, even God with recompense. Our God will come and save us. Then shall the blind eyes be opened, and the deaf ears unstopped. The lame man shall leap as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing. And in the wilderness shall waters break forth, and springs in the desert. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. And in the habitation of dragons where each lay shall be grass with reeds and rushes. And an highway shall be there in a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed of the Lord shall walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing, and everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sadness and sorrow shall flee away. Hallelujah. Amen. That one's for us. Oh, praise God forever. That's for you. That's for me. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. So the Word became flesh and dwelled among us. And in Him was invested all the Godhead bodily. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto Himself. Now, you know where we are? We're hid with Christ in God. That's our heavenly position. But now do you know what our earthly position is? Hallelujah. I'm almost afraid to tell you, but I'm kind of honor bound to. Hallelujah. Our earthly position is that we are the fullness. Hallelujah. We are the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Hallelujah. In the earth. Hallelujah. If that sounds sacrilegious, don't be offended. Hallelujah. Because that's what we are. We are the fullness of God. What Jesus was, we are. Hallelujah. And He was the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Now we occupy that position in the earth. And God is in Christ. And who's Christ? Well, again, I'm almost afraid to say these things. But hallelujah. But we are the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ. And God is in Christ reconciling the world unto Himself. Oh, that's a lofty position. Make no mistake about it. Hallelujah. I hope that you won't just run out on the street and tell everybody what I said. Amen. I don't have any secret order, but they just simply could not understand it and it would be offensive. I trust that there is enough spirit among us tonight that we won't be offended. Do you understand this? Well, if we're not that fullness, then tell me, how is anybody going to find God? How did you find Him? Hallelujah. How else will God express Himself except that He express Himself through us? Amen. The Word is still flesh and is still dwelling among men. And God is not ashamed to call us sons. And Jesus is not ashamed to call us brethren. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it is this move of God, these sons of God, this body of Christ, that is the hope of all creation. Hallelujah. That we can come into that fullness. Hallelujah. And walk right over into life. 144,000, and then will come the general harvest. Hallelujah. Amen. And you know what we receive when we step over into that? We receive immunity from all the plagues, from all the wrath, from everything that is being poured out upon an evil and adulterous generation. We will receive immunity. We will walk through it. The Lord spoke to me and said, on the second day of May in 1986, the Lord spoke to me about a certain event that was about to transpire. And He said to me, when you see it, when you see this come to pass, go immediately to your prayer closet. And I will come to you there. And I will give you immunity over all that prevails in the earth. I will give you immunity. You can walk through it, over it, under it. But nothing shall by any means hurt you. This, He said, will be the translation of the sons of God. This, He said, will be the first resurrection. This, He said, will be the entrance into the dispensation of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I believe that event is very near. It may be just months away. It might be just months away. If you would like me to speculate just a little bit, I'll tell you what the best guess for it is. Feast of Tabernacles next year begins 26th of September and this goes through about the second day of October, I think, or somewhere along there. That would be the best possible time for it to happen, to fulfill the Scriptures. Hallelujah. But I'm not saying that it will definitely happen at that time. It doesn't have to happen then, but that would be the best time for all of the fulfillments. If it doesn't happen then, you haven't got another good guess for a while, as good as that one. Hallelujah. But God doesn't have to do it to please us. He'll do it to please Himself, but He will do it according to His Word. Suppose it were just in the Feast of Tabernacles. That'd be what we'd be 10 months from there. We'd be just 10 months from there. It'd be time to get serious, wouldn't it? Yeah. It'd really be time to bring up all the loose ends, wouldn't it? And patch up all the holes and hallelujah, amen. And get ready to be translated into life. Eternal life. Hallelujah. Yes. Let me say in closing that life is ever Lord of death. Life is ever Lord of death. If we love God more than anything else, more than all else. And then we love each other in God. We'll never meet for the last time. Think about that for a moment. Bill, if you love God more than anything else, and I love Him more than anything else, and we love each other in Him, we'll never say howdy for the last time. Yeah. When we leave this meeting, we'll say goodbye. But it won't be the last time. Now, it could very well be the last time in this life as we know it. But in life as we will know it, is always Lord of death. And if we love Him most of all and each other in Him, we will never, never, never meet for the last time. Hallelujah. That's eternity.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Be assured that He who created us in the first place can recreate us in the last, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yea, for you are a people upon whom the ends of the earth have come. Therefore, your privileges are very great. Yea, and your obligations are very great, saith the Lord thou God. For you are the people upon whom the projections of the prophets are falling even now, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, and great projections are fall upon thee, for you have been called a strong people by the prophets of old, saith the Lord. You have been called a peculiar people, saith the Lord. You have been called a saints of the Most High, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, you have been called conquerors and more than conquerors, saith the Lord. Yea, and upon thee and upon this generation does these prophecies come into focus, saith the Lord. Yea, and you shall surely rise up, for the darkness does cover the face of the earth. Yea, and gross darkness, that is artificial darkness, does cover the people. Yea, but you are commanded to rise and shine, for the light of the Lord hath shone upon thee, saith the Lord. Yea, and you have come to the recognition of your position and of who you are in me, saith the Lord thou God. And now nothing can stop you, saith the Lord, for I have already set my king in my holy hill of Zion. I have already decreed my decree, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, and if thou wilt diligently seek my face, ye shall come to know me in a greater measure than you do now. Yea, you shall know me better than any generation has known me. I have exposed myself even to thee, saith the Lord. I have revealed myself by the Spirit unto thee. Yea, I have spoken truth that has been hidden from all ages through the mouths of the holy apostles and prophets, saith the Lord thou God, as they walk in and out among thee. Yea, if you will believe them, you will be established. Yea, and if you will believe the prophets, you shall prosper, saith the Lord. Yea, the Lord careth not so much about material prosperity as He does your soul, your spirit, yea, and your being. But I would that you'd prosper and be in health, both spirit, soul, and body, saith the Lord thou God. For you are my people, a great people, yea, and very quickly now I shall give the command to bind the strong man of the house, yea, and he shall be bound at my command, saith the Lord. Yea, for the messengers of God will do it, yea, and then when he is bound, I shall give the orders to plunder his dominion, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, and ye can be the people that will kick the prince of the power of the air out of his heavenly dominion, saith the Lord thou God, and know that he is destined to be bound for 1,000 years, and you shall unloose his influence. Yea, thou shalt rid the universe of his influence. Yea, that he has mustered all over the world, in every crevice of the universe. He has influenced evil. Yeah, but you are the people, yea, that are called by my name, that shall be translated into my glorious image, yea, into my glorious fashion, and you shall eradicate the world from the influence of the satanic powers of him who rules as the prince of the powers of the air. Yea, thou shalt bring a releasing. Have you not read that Savior Saviors will come upon the mountain of Zion, and judge the mount of Esau. Get ready, for know you not that the saints will judge angels? Know you not that the angels which left their first estate, through disobedience has been confined in chains under everlasting darkness, awaiting the day of judgment? Have you wondered why they have not been judged? It is because there has not been a judgment company that could judge come forward yet. But that day is soon to be revealed, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, and in that day ye shall not judge with the seeing of the eye, nay, nor the hearing of the ear, but with righteous judgment shall ye judge. Yea, for it shall be the Lord that shall motivate all of your activities, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, and thou shalt continue to police, yea, and to police the universe, and then shall the wedding supper take place, and the bride shall utter her voice, and the Spirit shall say, Come! Yea, and then shall we march down to the gates of Jerusalem, spiritual Jerusalem, that is, and we'll fling the gates open, never to be closed again, by day or by night, for there will be no night there. The Lamb Himself will be the light. Yea, and you shall be hid with Him in God. Yea, and then thou shalt ring out an invitation, Come and dwell with me in a new heaven and a new earth, wherein dwelleth only righteousness. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, great day. Hallelujah. Would you stand with me and just lift your hands toward Him? Hallelujah, who is the Lord of Lords, King of Kings. Let us lift our voices together in adoration and in praise to Him, for He is worthy of all praise. He is most glorious. He is our God, and we love Him. Oh, blessed be God forever, my Lord and our God, my Lord and our God, my Lord and our God. Glory to the Lord. Glory to the Lord. Hey, glory to the Lord. Hey, blessed be God forever. Oh, yes, indeed. Our God reigneth. Blessed be God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you again. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord. My Lord and our God. Oh, my Lord. Let us to be, Lord. I want to be one of them, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, blessed be God forever. My Lord and our God. My Lord and our God. Oh, blessed be Jesus now. Oh, blessed be Jesus now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, now, if I have said anything that will be unprofitable to this people, Lord, if I've said anything in folly or anything that's just my own idea or anything that is not truth in the kingdom and in this life, I pray that you just help us to forget ever all of that before we get out of the tabernacle. But for all that I have said that will be profitable to this people in their journeyings toward the kingdom of God, if what I have said will be profitable to you as you proceed toward Zion, if what I have said has been the anointed and true word of God, then I seal it to your spirit for now and eternity. And may you never forget it. And may you never move out from under the influence of it, if it will be profitable to you and to the kingdom of God. If it has no profit to us, or the kingdom of God, then we forget it as yesterday's newspaper. But for all that has been the anointed Rahema, hallelujah, I seal it to our spirits now and forever. And I invoke choice blessings from heaven for this people in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 And let's praise Him again. Hallelujah.
You know, if you do not have a desire for the kingdom, I pray that God will put in your heart a burning desire for the revelation of the kingdom of the living God that shall burn within you. That you shall, your spirit shall rise up to see that day of the kingdom that is becoming a reality in the land as we strive within ourselves to serve the living Christ. That we serve Him by the power of the living God. For there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from the annual's veins. And sinners plunged beneath that flood shall lose all their guilty stains. Lord, cleanse us tonight. Wash us. Help us to be fresh and clean. Wash us, Lord, of all that self. Help us, Lord, to come before Thee as children, cleansing. Father, Father, mercy, mercy, mercy. Cleanse us and wash us afresh, Lord, in the blood of the Lamb. Jesus is His name. Hallelujah. Jesus is His name. Bless the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We're on holy ground. We're standing on holy ground. For the Lord is present and
spoke to us this evening earlier and said that He would be present with us this evening. And if you haven't felt the presence of the Lord here this evening, you need to get on your knees and ask the Lord to move in your heart and in your spirit. For His presence is here amongst us. The angels of the Lord have gathered together to praise and worship and to hear the word of the Lord brought forth tonight. We're encompassed about with a mighty host of the angelic beings of the Lord amongst us this evening. And I bless and praise the Lord. There's no way I know to dismiss this service, for God is present amongst us. And I thank the Lord for His glory and His presence. Thank Him for a good night's rest. Thank Him for giving us visions in the night of His presence and His glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We rejoice in our pillow as we sleep, praising and magnifying the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We'll gather back tomorrow again to magnify the Lord, for Jesus is Lord and there is none other. We come together to magnify and to glorify Him. Hallelujah. King of kings and Lord of lords, Emmanuel, Prince of Peace. Glory. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Those of you who can, come and be intercessors in the morning at 6 o'clock. The Lord says He's looking for intercessors. See the rest of you at 8 o'clock for breakfast and for morning prayer meeting after breakfast. The blessing of the Lord be yours and go with you as we lay our head on the pillow to sleep tonight in His presence. Amen, amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.